Begin the current daf and set the zoom and daf mem-hei, begin on the base. Begin the Tezim Mazda, begins with the Gemara. Sojourn Agabe Kevish, they organize it on the ramp, or Agabe Saiviv, or on the ledge. Now, as Tezim explains, Agabe Yisoid, although maybe there wasn't room, but to put on the foundation, that little Amma that stuck out on the bottom, that wasn't an option. Why? So it says, if that would be the case, then it'd be invalid if it was left there overnight, if you put it down there on the Yisoid. Abba Saiviv. In contrast, the ledge, Shu Mechatzim Mizbech Lamala, which is already more than the midpoint and above, Harikim Mizbech, so that's like the Mizbech, and Ve'in Lin Ma'el's version of Mizbech, and being left out overnight does not invalidate if it's on the time of the Mizbech, Mechain Kevish, and the ramp has the same halacha, that's what they rebuild, that's why they couldn't put it down if there was no room onto the site. But I'd have to show another possibility, says Tais, is the Isser Yesh Lahiridim Mizbech. Forget about Lina, there's a prohibition of taking stuff down from the Mizbech, and if you couldn't put it on the site, which is considered taking it down. But if you put onto the ramp and you put on the ledge, let me read that. That's not called taking it down. Therefore, that was an option. The next is must begin with the Gemara. Nemer ish b'ketayus. It says fire b'ketayus. It says fire over here. So we're making zeh shav a fire. So where's the fire? So Rashi says one interpretation. Taisa says nearly. So although it doesn't say really explicitly by the way the ketayus fire, but the chesiv gavi karech. It says by karech v'dasa. It says ata ba'aron you and Aaron ishmach tasi every man with his pan. Between a ben Asian, you can put on the fire, b'simulin ketayus, you put on ketayus. You see that in the context of ketayus, it does say the word ish. The next says must begin with Gemara. Tamid shemati lecha. That which I told you should be lahalas neir tamid. They're granted the menorah. I'm telling you in this pasuk when it says ish tamid, like the el al mizbech achitzam, when it says al mizbech, it should only be on the adam mizbech. That's the purpose of this pasuk. Says Tais Tamil, it's a wonder to me. Imkin, if that's the case, that we learn from this pasuk of ish tamid, that the fire of lighting menorah should be taken from the mizbech achitzam, then the boil marocha b'vnei atzma. Then you should have a separate fire for the menorah. Because just like you require a separate fire for the ketores itself, because you learn it from a pasuk, and so here also is learning from a pasuk of Tamid, so you should have a separate fire of the menorah. Vimkein, if that's the case, in the official marochas, then you have too many marochas, because we said you only have a certain amount, and seemingly you have to have another one. Well, that's the situation. What you can say is no. You don't have to take any actual coals for the menorah. All you have to do is light the wicks just to get a flame. Like Mr. Tab, it's not logical. She asked for the marocha that for that you should make a separate fire for that. And let's just explain. The pasuk gave it over to the sages to be able to ascertain exactly, and they said that there's no special fire for the menorah. But Yisrael, another point you could say is the siv tamid. From the fact that the source of this halacha is from the word tamid shema minah, obviously confirm from that. Shemad liket oisim eish had like a tamid. You have to light the menorah from a fire that is constantly burning, which is behind menorah gedol, which that's the great fire which is always burning on the mizbech. Because the idav din lamarach b'fenasma, do you think, like Taisa was asking, you make a separate fire for itself? Ma'itzuk shtedi lefkes tamid. What would be the purpose of having it constantly burning? It's just you need it once in the morning. So obviously, once at night, it's obviously that it didn't have its own marach on its own. Next, just must begin with the Gemara. Have oimiz mizbech achitzim. So that tells you that it's referring to, because lefnei Hashem, sometimes it could be lefnei Hashem, not. I'm telling you to be from the lefnei Hashem part. Obviously, it's from the mizbech achitzim. Says Tais Vein, actually, don't ask that since you're living out the fire of the pan of the Gitar Samik Brun Lefnei Mlefnim. Then you have to take him the calls in the Adam Mizbeach because it says Mal Mizbeach Mlefnei Hashem. So, if that's the case, so Maitzel Kurli Gitaris to Hechel, so then why do you need a separate pasuk for the Gitaris of the Hechel, which was brought every single day? Shalachel Gacham Mizbeach, and you have to take him the calls in the Adam Mizbeach, which came out previously brought. Nigma Mekitaris Lefnei Mlefnim. You should know it from the Gitaris of Lefnei Mlefnim, where even those, Lefnei Mlefnim, they have to be from the Mizbeach Chitzen. So then the daily one also, for sure, should be brought from the Mizbech Achitz. That's the taste of what you can say is no. The Itzag Lashminam, we have to let you know, that no, it has to have its separate fire. And that's why you have to have a separate source. Because the Evergreen Mahacha, because if we had to learn it out from here, yeah, you're right, that for sure if the one of Lashminam needs from the Mizbech Achitz and so to the daily Ketaris, but then how many I would have thought to be a Mikipurim, that in Yemikipurim, when you have both, Sagi Machad Maracha, that would be enough with the same one fire. Like it turns to Hechel and Lefnei Mlefnim. If we have to have a separate pasuk, we say, no, you need separate marachas for the daily Ketores and the Ketores that brought Lefnei Mlefnim. Or in another approach is, Ma'achala Mitzin Lemelech. No, you cannot learn it out from the Ketores of Kodesh HaKadosh. Because the Shana Ketores is the Chol Yomi, because to the contrary, the daily Ketores is different, because given the Mekirna Salman Zvech Abnimi, since where do you sacrifice, where do you burn it? You burn on the inner altar. So Yasla Marachah could make it a Zvech Abnimi. So I would have thought to say that the fire itself should be on the inner altar. Well, no, that's in the pasuk of Eishem Mizrach Tugah, but to say that no, also the guitars of the Hechel needs to have Maracha on Mizbech Achit. Kinek says, now to begin with the Gemara, I would have thought to say the Davkum Lifnei Hashem. Now that you have Ma'al Mizbeach to say that no, it doesn't have to be specifically right directly opposite the entryway. Now, picture the Re asks like this. Ma'ashim Lehocha, why is it different over here? Regarding the taking the coals from the Adam Mizbeach, we say that Aminon, Lifnei Hashem, it says in the Pesach Lifnei Hashem, oh, that means to say, Kenegad HaPesach Menorah has to be opposite the opening on the western side. Yeah, we said it has to be on the western side, which is, we would have just thought it has to be directly opposite. We say it could be on either side, but it means the western side. Now, so to begin the name of Ravi, when we mentioned the western lamp, which was which one that you lit all the other neirits from, which is brought in Perek Shtei Alechem, Nachas Damsad Chesem and Aleph. Maravi, we say, how do we know that it's that's the neir Maravi? Because it says Lifnei Hashem. So Lifnei Hashem means the western one. Problem is, we got a tenufa by the obligation of elevation of the flower of the offering. Perikol Menachis Bois Matzanda Dir Menachis Dav Samachal Menav Amrinim. We say when it says Lifnei Hashem, it means Benizrach on the eastern part. So Lifnei Hashem means west. So we got a shechid dynamic. So Lifnei Hashem by slaughtering it says it has to be Lifnei Hashem. Mesherinim Mechamak Vazei Ladrin the whole Azar. Why? I thought we brought two rayas, two sources that Lifnei Hashem means in the west. So Matir Tzvi the Re answers. He says no. We got a shechid is Kachin Kalim. There, when it says by the slaughtering of the lower level kedusha karbanos, except Lifnei Hashem, when it says Lifnei Hashem, is lamuti b'chutz. It's coming to exclude that you can't do it out of the azar. Meaning, although shlamim and all the like are eaten in the whole city of Yerushalayim, the pasuk comes to tell you shchitas Lifnei Hashem that the slaughtering has to be in front of Hashem. Bethnim b'mizrach, at least in the azara, albeit in the eastern part. V'chein gavet tenufa is something regarding tenufa that although it can be eaten in the whole city, but the tenufa itself has to be Lifnei Hashem inside. But regarding these first two sources that we brought, regarding the Mizbeach and regarding the Menorah, when saying Lifnei Hashem, if it didn't mean the west, which is closer towards the actual Kodesh HaKodeshim, which is where the divine presence is, so Lifnei Hashem only, why do you have to say Lifnei Hashem? Obviously, it has to be in the Azar. So rather, that's why over there it means Ma'ariv, and all those other places don't necessarily have to be Ma'ariv, because it just means in the Azar versus out of the Azar. But the Hikshah Rabin Yitzchak HaBachar, the Bachar Ben Yitzchok, he asks, Mikamakam, still, Maishna the Tenufa, the Mizrach, you still have a discrepancy. Why is by Tenufa, the Lifnei Hashem means in the east, the Shechita, when it says in the Shechita, it's Bechomakam, anywhere in the Zohar, not necessarily the east nor the west. So Matirati answers, that, no, the Vat Lifnei Hashem and Mizrach, most definitely when it says Lifnei Hashem, it means in the east. Kedishin Misafri, Parshas Nasa, Kabatanufas, Ayel Naz Lifnei Hashem, B'Mizrach. When you have to do the elevation of the ram that the Nazar brings, Lifnei Hashem, it means in the east. So B'chamok M'shem L'fnei Hashem, Abba M'mizrach, when it says L'fnei Hashem means in the east. Achiv L'chakos, until the Pasuk specifies and tells you otherwise. Now, B'gav Shechid is Kachem Kalim. So when it mentions by the slaughtering of Kachem Kalim, like Siv L'fnei Hashem, there actually, so why doesn't it mean L'fnei Mizrach, like we're saying by Tenufa? And like we said, wherever it says L'fnei Hashem means Mizrach. So there, the L'fnei Hashem was only written El B'smicha, by the leaning on the animal. So actually, B'shem Smicha, he b'mizrach. Yeah, maybe the Smicha that when the owner had to lean on the animal, maybe that was on the east. And even if you can say it wasn't on the east, but Dilmahain, the time of the Gemini, Makavachem, and Meshchita. But maybe the reason is because you learn out Makavachem from Shchita, which if Shchita could be anywhere, so to the Smicha. Be'akesha, or maybe from a Hekesh, the B'samach Mashachet, because the Pasuk puts together in the same Pasuk, leaning and slaughtering. And the Shechita B'chamokim, and slaughtering could be anywhere in the Azar, could have been based on B'chamokim, like the Gemara learns in Zvachon Daphne Hayim and Av, Mikra from Pesukim L'Hak Shekal Ruch is that to validate any direction in the Azar. So therefore, Smicha too. And the Efshah says it's possible that Smicha's Oyla B'chamokim Azar, that maybe even leaning on the Kovin Oyla could be anywhere in the Azar. Kim Nishiyar Mitzvah, since it's, so to speak, the remnant of the Mitzvah, it's not Ma'akev, so Gemini Kabuchim, Shechit Shalom, maybe you learn the Kabuchim from the slaughtering of the Shalom. I've occurred Lifnei Hashem the Smicha, so then why does it say Lifnei Hashem by the Smicha? It's Lafugi, it's Azar, it's completely excluded, like we said, then that it can't be out of Azar. And the Chimash B'Teres Kainim, so it sounds like from the Teres Kainim, the Darsh, it expounds when it says Lifnei Hashem the Samach, and then Hashem you do the Smicha. The Gabi Oyla, when it says by the Oyla, is Apish of Samach Machutz, can we tell you that even if you did Smicha, but you did out of Azar, you have to go and do it again inside. So you see, the idea is Lifnei Hashem means inside versus outside, but not necessarily east versus anything else. So therefore, it could be B'chamachim Azar. Now, so then the Tzitzis comes to explain other sources that also say Lifnei Hashem. V'adich Siv, this says in the Pasuk, V'shachat es ben habakal Lifnei Hashem gav ha'oila. By the oila it says, and you're going to slaughter the young animal in front of Hashem. I thought Lifnei Hashem always means Mizrach. No, lo'imutz l'mim b'mizrach. But you can't say it means the east. Because the apart lucha akas of tzav, the pasuk explicitly tells you that the slaughtering of the oil has to be in the north. So rather, with the shemineh, there we expound something else from the pasuk. It's saying ben bakel of Hashem, that only the animal has to be in front of Hashem, but the shekel of Hashem, but the slaughter doesn't have to be, as the Gemara brings with the parakol psulim that on davar mabez and bay that he actually could be out of the azar. Now, when it says of Hashem, that's the parakol mashiach and par helam. When it says by the par hamda b'shal tzibah the parakol mashiach, it says with the lefnei Hashem. So Darsh B'Teres Kan, the Teres Kan expounds, L'kvayl him tzafen, that no, actually it has to be in the northern part of the Azar. Behind it, this is what the Sefri meant when it says, Ashiyif L'cha Kosev, until the Pasuk explicitly tells you otherwise. You're right, it always means Mezav, until it explicitly says otherwise, and there it tells you explicitly otherwise. Now, behind the Shin Leilat Tzafen Leilat Mezav, why do they expound that that you have to do it in the northern part, this Parakoy Mashiach and the Parahalam Daba, the Leilat Mezav, not to the east? Because these are considered kachim kachim karbanas, and we find other kachim kachim requires the north, so therefore they also require the north. Now, the Avigam Dama Beperik is Mekam Nadol. The Gemara over there in Ezem Mekam and Dabim Chesma Beis says Zebanav. This is a building block. Shakol Chatoyes to unis stuff, and that all Chatoyes required to be done in the north, like the other requires being done in the north. So, in any special pasul of Nei Hashem with the Parim Sheikh and Parim Helam, what do you mean? I thought there's a binyav that all Chatoyes required north, so you don't need a special source. Now, Lisa says, it seems to me, the Shema Yisrach, no, maybe it was necessary. And the reason is, Mishum Dachsim Par, because it says by the Par, that the Kohen Gadol brings when he does an Aveira. Kasha Yurim Mishur Zevach HaShlamim. Like it's elevated from the ox of the carbon Shlamim, so too here. Now, Laktar Simum says, Taisus, now for the burning and sacrificial parts of the Par, Kamashiach, La Yitzchak Lameh Mishlam, you don't have to learn it off from Mishlam, Mishareh Kol Mafresh Beguvig, it already says explicitly, Laktar Simum, by the Par, Kamashiach. So, rather, I would have thought to say the itzur, the reason why you need is like kush l'shlam, because you can bring the shlam l'hachshu kol aruchot v'shchitas, to validate all the different directions for the slaughtering, just like it's valid by ishlamim. That's why you needed l'fnei Hashem by the parak mashiach to say that no, it has to be done in the north. So to par helam is ishkel parak mashiach, which therefore I would have thought the same thing, like by the parak mashiach. Now, la'avgav the dov alam behekish in l'chazam alam behekish, although it itself would have been a hekish to shlamim. And then it would have been another hekesh, and you can't do a double hekesh. So it says, no, it's not a hekesh. In the Elagila Milsa, it would only be a revealing an idea, which it's not considered a limud. Therefore, again, it has to return both of those to the general category of chatois that requires the north. Or in another approach, you could say, you would have thought to say that kiven the mitzvah shreifas and chutz shalosh makla, since the mitzvah of burning them is done out of all the three camps, makla shchen, makla bi, makla Yisrael. So you see, it's a much lower grade. So I would have thought loy lebayit tzavan doesn't have to be done north, because forget about the azar, it's actually burnt out of three mountains. K'mashma l'fnei Hashem, therefore it says that no, that the slaughtering has to be done l'fnei Hashem. But again, it's telling you the north, although generally l'fnei Hashem means the east, but sometimes when it's specifically telling you otherwise, like here it's kachik kachim, it has to be in the north. And why have to teach you the north? Because you would have thought otherwise, like Taisa gave two approaches. Now, v'gabi ner ma'arabi l'kosha midi. Now, regarding the ner ma'arabi of the menorah, not difficult. Because if you would think to say when it says l'fnei Hashem, it would mean the eastern lamb, la'os la'fuke, then what would it be coming to exclude? El tzafim v'dar, only the north or the south, shleike neged heichel b'kasalam, not opposite the heichel or the walls. Oy, shleyamed b'mizrach, or they shouldn't be on the east, b'yafach panel tzad tzafim v'dar, and face his direction towards the north or to the south. Now, those two approaches, and begabi gecholim leshaychel mimahachi, by the coals, which is what we're discussing over here, is not applicable. Sure, tzvayin v'duray mishal mizbeach, because the north and the southern part of mizbeach are called kach keneged heichel b'kasavik mizrachim, was just as much opposite the heichel, like the eastern part. So v'mkin l'fnei Hashem l'fugamai. So what would l'fnei Hashem be coming to exclude, if you tell me it's the east? Ila fukish leyamet hachlesu b'mizrach v'yavet benam letzavin ledarim. And if you want to say, oh, regarding the coals, you're right, there's no difference. But you would say, it's coming to exclude that the one who's doing it, that the guy who's shoveling should not be on the east facing towards the north or the south. M'kin da'agam b'kavim, so if it's going on the person, it should have said l'fnei Hashem. And that's a milifnei Hashem, the mem, sh'mamina da'gacham k'av, is going on the coals. Now, v'gacham d'mizrach d'mizbeach, come on, if you tell me that the coals have to be from the eastern part of Mizbeach, and not the person, so my card l'fnei Hashem, t'vim l'tzvim d'rim, then why are you calling it more in front of Hashem, more than north and the south? They're all of Nashem. Ashma menam, but my come again. Rather, obviously, it's coming to tell us that it has to be on the western part. Behind the Kumoi part, my custom, that's what they're like, what the Sefri says, like the Pasuk specifies. Although generally, Nashem means the east, sometimes it's going to be otherwise, which is going to mean, like in this case, the west, because the rest of Nashem has no understanding. And b'chem neiris, so too regarding the neiris which are in the heichal, that's all of Nei Hashem, kulim l'fnei Hashem. Bein adam bein neiris, with the person of the neiris. So what are you saying l'fnei Hashem? Again, Elish Ramana, obviously the Nei Ma'arabi Kamer must be telling us something different, which is going to be the Nei Ma'arabi. So again, as Tais explained, although generally means the l'fnei Hashem means mizrach, but they are going to be with the parat halacha, because it's going to tell you otherwise. Either it could tell you a certain situation that would be in the north, like by Kachem Kachem, or it could be telling you the west, because or else it wouldn't have an understanding of Lefnei Hashem to mean the east, like we had over here by the case of Gehalim, and by the case of the Menaira. So therefore, obviously, that it's not coming to exclude from the north and the south, as we said regarding the Mizbeach. Rather, it must be telling us that it should be the Maravi, both by the Menaira and by the Gehalim.